Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning on, my goodness, can this be February the 20th? Have we started sliding through February there, Bad Bob?
That would appear to be the case. Man, it just, every year it goes a little faster. I think it's all relative, but it can slow down any time. Thank you very much.
Hey, welcome aboard. It's Monday. It's President's Day. It's time for us to kind of think about those presidents that have done so much for us, like Washington and Jefferson. Jefferson had a lot of great things to say. Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt. I'm not mentioning others, of course. Linda's on assignment today. No, she is not on assignment. She was, when I left, she and that dog were snoozing. What can I say? They, you know, if she was working all weekend, though, and I didn't.
So, well, after and, last you know, weekend, she got, earned it.
Oh, she earned it. She earned a day off. She hasn't had a day off in a few weeks here. So it's President's Day. It's a holiday. So don't figure that your banks are closed. The government buildings are closed. Do they still get paid for those days, Bad Bob?
Only yes. If they're on duty.
Yes.
Well, it depends on the government worker.
Government worker gets paid. It's a paid holiday.
If they are on duty.
No,
my
it's a paid holiday, isn't it? You're what? I'm not talking about Brenda, but I'm talking about anybody.
Yes, it's a paid holiday. It is a paid holiday. Right. Were she to go into work, then there would be a little extra.
If she gets paid, whether she goes to work or not.
Yeah, well, a few days a year. Yes,
it'd be nice if we did that. Come to think of it, though, I did.
I sucked off
the government breast for 30 years, so I can say that. I can say, they paid me whether I was getting shot at or not. You know, they paid me on those Saturdays. They paid me on those Sundays. They paid me, and we did have, and I have to admit, as long as I'm sharing here, when I was with NATO, we were in, we need to talk to the Wells Fargo people, but when I was
Wall Street is taking the day off.
So we've got the whole morning for us. When I was, let's do the weather first, and then I'm going to come back. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to tell you what we did in NATO. Then I'm going to talk to you about what the hell's going on with gas prices, and then I'm going to talk about, then I want to talk about something very, very positive in the National Guard and what happened this weekend. I want to talk about the symphony that was here on Sunday, and then we're going to have the Yellow Cab philosopher here, and then Dolores Lucero.
Oh, wow. Well, Carl,
we're going to be embattled here today.
Wow. I better get the fireproof computer keyboard out. Look for your Washington's birthday, President's Day, whatever you want to call it, to be showery today in the city of Reading. 53 for a high tonight, low 42. The chance of showers will taper off, mostly sunny for your Tuesday. And a high, get this, of 74 degrees on tap for tomorrow. Right now downtown, 43 degrees at KCNR. And as always, this weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And Anselmo Vineyards, and if you take a look, if you go on up there, the food is just really great. The service, we've always had just impeccable service. And, of course, the venue they have is just, the ambiance is just wonderful up there. They have music on the weekends. It's really fine wine. They're offering pizza, handmade pizzas. It's not the stuff you see from, Pizza Hut or these other places, but these are made handmade, rolled out, cooked in a wood-fired oven that they have out there. That's on Thursday nights. That's in Anselmo Vineyards. It is like about 9 miles north of Palo Cedro. Now, Ann Coulter's coming to town. That's right. Ann Coulter's coming to town out at Anselmo's March 23rd, and the tickets are going fast. They are limited seating. This isn't like the Civic Auditorium. I think they can seat like 200 people. and you know, for her talk, and then a book sign, and then there's a dinner afterwards for a small group of people. For you know, it's, I think it's limited to 60 people, maybe even less than that. So, but you have to call 474-5546 and sign up for this, because I tell you what, Ann Coulter does not come to town very often, and she's coming to town. She and R.C. Anselmo have known each other for since grade school, and and she's coming out here kind of as a favor to him, and then and to speak to the residents of the North State. So, Anselmo Vineyards. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk good things first. Then we're going to talk about what's going on in Iran, the gas prices, and they're kind of tied together, and the other things that are going to be happening today. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
Cowboy Open Party Down.
The biggest three-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank. 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Oh, man, I am moving down this road. Free Fire Radio, Carl Lindebach, 7:15 in the morning on February the 20th. I need the right temperature up there, Bad Bob. When we start, so I can, you know, talk about that. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can get into our chat room, as a few of you have already. It looks like, well, Kelly, you're here. Indy Guy, you're always here. And then we've got another guest. Hey, good morning, everybody. We're going to have Dolores Lucero on at 8 o'clock, and at 7:30, our yellow taxi philosopher. Let's talk about something really positive that happened over the weekend. National Guard, our National Guard unit here, 163rd engineer company. And I didn't get the exact. I'm sure there's a different connotation on this or a different name. Are getting ready to deploy Wednesday to Afghanistan. It's about 200 of them, and they were all at the convention center on Saturday. And the VFW, headed up by Larry Sperlin, who put this thing together, that's the Veterans of Foreign Wars, gave them a luncheon. There was people that stood up and spoke. They were welcomed and thanked by our mayor, Dick Dickerson. They were given the Shasta County certificate of appreciation, I guess that's what you'd say, and saying this was an official county recognition by Les Baugh. We were honored, Linda and I were honored to be able to present them, I should say, a plaque from the VFW and the and grateful citizens of our county. And I can't say enough about these young men and women and older men and women that are deploying. One National Guard's woman is leaving. This is her third. So she's already had three deployments. This is her fourth one. Two to Kosovo, once to Afghanistan, and now again to Afghanistan. This is quite the thing. I mean, we've got 200 members of our community. Of the North State here, of not just Reading, but also, of course, Anderson and Cottonwood and Chico. And here in the North State, coming together, and they're going out for training now. They're leaving Wednesday. They're going to go continue more training in New Jersey and then heading to Afghanistan. And they are a bridge company. Now, a bridge company is going to be working all over Afghanistan, repairing the bridges that come up. They're engineers. They're going to be out there. In good places and bad places. And our thoughts and prayers go with them. And I hope that everybody, we're going to try and keep this, the idea that our brothers and sisters, our fellow North Staters are over in harm's way. And sometimes we forget that. When I say we, the collective we, forget that there's a war going on, that we still have people dying over there. We had a young man that, young sailor, Chad Riesling, that we went and that came back home to us, that everybody remembered. But I want everybody to remember and of our National Guard and think about it. They're leaving day after tomorrow. We thank them so much. I met some really great men and women. You know, we talk about the Marine Corps being out there in all these places, and as I pointed out to them last time I was in Iraq, I was sitting there in the chow hall. We were talking, and I see this young man next to me in the Army, and I said, who are you with? And he said, I'm with the Minnesota National Guard. And I looked at him, and I said, the Minnesota National Guard? I said, how long you been here? He says, I'm on my 14th month. And, of course, at this time, the Marine Corps was just doing 12-month tours. And I'm saying, how long are you going to be here? He said, I got two more months. We're doing 15- or 16-month tours. And I just looked at him, and I thought, oh, my gosh. And then you look around and you see that there's a lot of National Guards and a lot of reserves that are there fighting. And it's been like that since 9/11. That when you think of National Guard, you think of it like it's an old boys home, you know, old boys club. Let's just go out and, collect our money, once a month, and let's go out on the weekends. Let's have a great time. It's kind of like a rod and gun club. Wrong. These people are trained. They are tough, courageous, honorable, and professional. I can't say enough about the National Guard and our reserves, because they're out there on the front lines right next to our active duty full-time professionals that do this. So I can't say that they're any less professional, because they're not, because they're right there next to us. And when we were clearing houses in Ramadi and Fallujah, guess what? National Guard was right there, too. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about a couple other things. I want to talk about a Marine that died in Orange County. Something you don't expect. You don't expect him to come back after a few tours in Afghanistan and Iraq and then be killed. But here's the unusual thing, is that the Marine Corps is taking a look at this, a real close and personal look, and saying things to the effect of, what you're saying isn't true. Now, this does not happen. This does not happen. When crimes happen out in town, usually the Marine Corps, in almost every case, lets the outside authorities, handle it. But this time the Marine Corps is leaning back into it and saying, wait a minute, what you're saying is not what we think. So when we come back, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about gas prices. I want to talk about, hey, where's Monica Lewinsky? Guess where she's at. We'll be right back. Colin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We say what you're thinking.
Month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot. Lynn is on assignment, kind of. 7:24 in the morning, February 20th. Taking a well-deserved day off. She worked all weekend long. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460, where you can join our chat room as Soggy Fargy and Indie Guy and Kelly was on there. A couple others. Come on in and say hello. I realize it's President's Day and y'all are probably sleeping in. We're also streaming video live over livestream.com and then go to find Free Fire Radio on there. And you can see us in the... in the studio, I think, I'm looking, I don't see us on there. Oh, now I do. You just have to push that button. Hey, Record Searchlight today. I think we have one extra page today in the Record Searchlight. So for you people that were looking for that one extra page to use today, here it is. Okay, this is what I want to talk about. There is a Marine at Camp Pendleton that appears to, well, there's a lot of consternation about his death. He was very well respected by all who knew him, including his officers, his fellow Marines, his NCOs. He was killed in San Clemente in Orange County. And they said that, and what the police are saying was that the he crashed through the gates of a school. He was out in the field. He was making sense. His kids were in the car crying. He got back in the car, and the police and the sheriff shot him to save the children, is what they said. Now, ordinarily, this is tragedy. It's already a tragic instance when this happens. But the Marine Corps has done something that's very, very unusual. They've come out and they've made public statements about it. The Camp Pendleton, the commanding officer, Colonel Nicholas Morano, said, "While I'm confident that they will do the right thing in the end, I am less than satisfied with the official response from the city of San Clemente in Orange County. Many of the statements made concerning Manny Loggins' character over the past few days are incorrect and deeply hurtful to an already grieving family." And then there's Major Christopher Cox, who was Loggins' OIC officer in charge, says, "We're glad he stepped up and made a statement over the way this has been handled." Well, you know what? When the Marine Corps does that, when they come out and publicly make statements saying, you know what, there's been some statement, you know, there's the official statements of the sheriff and their public relations need to be looked at, that we don't agree with it, and we're keeping our eye on this. We want to make sure that this young Marine's death is handled correctly. We have Jay in here. Jay's our yellow cab philosopher. Hey, Jay. Good morning. You said you wanted to talk about this, too.
Yeah, it smells. They have tasers. They could have tased them. If they were afraid of him going somewhere, block the car. Why do you guys shoot him? They haven't mentioned he was armed. The whole thing just smells, and that's probably why the Marine Corps is doing this unprecedented action.
Well, you know, it seems like it happened on February 7th, and it was, you know, fellow Marines describe him as a devout Christian man who was dedicated to his pregnant wife and three children and was nothing like the picture painted by the law enforcement. Now, could it be true? Of course it could be true. Who knows what happened? But this, you know, when something like this happens and the Marine Corps makes a public statement, that colonel knows what happens. I mean, you know, he's the full bird colonel there, whatever unit he is. And it doesn't say which specific unit he's in. Loggins is in. But when the colonel comes out, he knows that one of two things is here. One, they don't believe in what's going on. They want the Orange County sheriffs to know that, hey, look, you know what? We're not accepting what you're saying here. He also knows this could be a career ender for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is. I mean, he has just said to them, he has gone on record and said, we don't believe what you're saying.
You're lying.
Yeah, we don't believe what you're saying about this happening and what happened. And when he did that, that's one of two things is going to happen. It's a career ender, which it shouldn't be, because he's standing up for his troops. Or he'll be able to, or maybe something will be done that's correct. We're going to be following this because we're going to go down and see if we can't get more information on this. This is just, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's a lot of things are happening to our troops when they come back. Part of it is there's not, you know, it takes such a long time to get them through the VA when they get out of the service. A million cases backlogged. Obama's done nothing about that. He talks about it. And the only thing they've ended up doing is cutting more money out mm-hmm. of the military budget to make sure is that they will continue to have this backlog in the VA. We're helping. No, they're not helping. And the other thing that really offends me is that who of our elected representatives is helping? I mean, where do you see them coming up and saying, hey, you know what? We need to really put a full court press on this for like 3 years to get these people the help they need. You know, you're going to send this military, as we just did with our National Guard, and we're going to send all of our sons and daughters off to war. And yet when they come back, there isn't, you know, you're on your own in many cases, especially, and I hate to say this, but especially in our National Guard and our reserves. When they come back home, they're not sitting there in that group of, you know, on active duty, and you're kind of in a confined area. When our young men and women, when these men and women come back, and I'm not saying is that they're crazy or anything like that, don't misunderstand me, but when they come back in the civilian world, they're by themselves. Okay. We're going to take a break here for the news. When I say they're by themselves, in the sense of they don't have that cohesive military unit around them, which means we have to work even harder to give them the assistance they need. We got to take a break here for the news. We come back, Jay's here already, and we're going to continue on with this. I want to talk about this, and of course we want to hear what Jay has to say about what's happening on the streets.
From the Fox Business Network, Greece's debt situation is worse than expected. That's the finding of a new report from the International Monetary Fund. It forecasts Greece's debt will climb to 129% of that nation's GDP in 2020. Eurozone finance ministers are meeting today to finalize terms of a second bailout. It's designed to keep Greece from defaulting next month. Crude oil jumped to a nine-month high after Iran halted crude exports to Britain and France. The cuts were made in the wake of sanctions imposed against the Middle Eastern nation by the European Union. It's being imposed in an attempt to halt Iran's nuclear program. Oil is also rising on China's decision to boost that nation's money supply in an effort to increase lending and economic growth. And China's second-largest telecom equipment maker, ZTE, announcing a multi-year deal with U.S.-based Qualcomm and Broadcom. ZTE will buy at least $5 billion worth of chipsets from both companies between the years 2012 and 2015. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford senior master technician. Can the work save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes. By making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Get all the service you need and save money on gas. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you for the work fuel saver package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 3/31/12. Claim based on EPA averages.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where locals play everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge, Pie Gal Poker, Texas Shootout, Pie Gal, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. A cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind, offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Play in our weekly $1,500 guaranteed 21 tournament, Thursdays at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payouts. Indulge and party in the pit on February 24th and 25th for Buck Bet Weekend. $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right, $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables, all day in the 21 pit on Friday, February 24th and Saturday, February 25th. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home. Let our home inspire yours.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into CARS. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into CARS in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use CARS so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into CARS?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 7:35 in the morning, February the 20th. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join the chat. Join the chat pack. As many of you have, I mean, you know what? Just while I was while we were here at the break, talking about what a great job, just a great job our guest host did last week, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel on Monday, and of course Trish Clark and John Dixon and Riverge and Selmo rolling in on Tuesday, and then Jake Ryan on Wednesday talking about all these. I've had phone calls about Ryan, and usually when I get a phone call about Jake Ryan, I get a little hinky there. But they were talking about his guests. So I think we're going to have to go back and raid all the guests. We're going to have to raid all the guests that were on last week so we can bring them back again. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by one of our favorite sponsors, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's a rainy day out today, even though tomorrow's going to be great. But go in and get your coffee there at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley run a class place. They give veterans discounts. They have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Special coffees, cigars are on sale, and they will meet or beat any price of any tobacco product in town. Okay, that's really important. They will meet or beat any tobacco price you have in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, now, just for the chat room, before I bring Jay on, he's already been on once, but we'll bring him back. We had something from one of our chat room people that said that he got a response back from the VA that says that, my gosh, it really went back up there. We really had a lot of people in this that said that they had not given him his, they just said, hey, they're still delayed in looking at his case. And it's been years. It's like a denial. And we're talking about this 900,000 person backup and what's going on with that. And the fact that they have so many cases, I should say cases, and it's close to a million, it may even be more now. And they know about it. And they said, oh, we're trying to hire, but it just gets worse because as we end the wars and we're cutting back on the military, we're talking about another 50,000 out of the Army, another 25,000 out of the Marine Corps, not counting the other services. Already the unemployment rate for the military is 15% for people that get out of the military, 15%. Now, it's already bad enough in the rest of the economy at 8% or 8.5. But then when you add that to it. And then on top of that, we've got something that's near and dear to our guest, Jay, our Yellow Cab philosopher, is the price of gas. How's that hitting you there, Jay?
Between the eyes?
You know what? We're at a higher... We are paying more for gas, and it keeps going up. And I guess tomorrow... So go out today if you can find a gas station and fill up, because I think tomorrow they say it's going to spike again. We're talking $5 gas here.
Yeah.
By the end of the summer.
While we're shutting down pipelines and drilling in the Gulf. That's just awesome, isn't it?
Well, somebody explain to me why that pipeline was a bad idea, according to Obama. You know, here's thousands of jobs. You know, even his own party says, well, you know, we have to go after more oil. Excuse me, then why don't you do it?
I look at this as a potential shot in the foot. I mean, timing is everything. If he'd held this off till after November, it would have been one thing. But this, you know, this far going into the election,
yeah,
not a great tactical move on his part. You got to wonder what he's thinking about.
I was thinking the same thing. But no, for us over at Yellow Cab, the way that the drivers get paid is half of the meter goes to the company. And we pay for the fuel out of our pockets out of our 50%. So when it goes up, that's directly out of our profit margin. So, I mean, it just smacks us right between the eyes. We work very hard not to pass along the price to the customer. But
You've got to. You know, as far as I'm concerned, this is Obama's war against the middle class. He does not like us 99%ers. You know, if you want to look at it like that, he is very busy out here on the West Coast going to the one percenters in Hollywood and getting their millions of dollars. But, you know, and he said, oh, this is for, you know, I'm for the middle class. If you're for the middle class, Mr. Obama, do something about the gas price. Yeah. That right there will have has more of an impact than anybody could possibly imagine. If you've got any type of common sense at all, you know the higher the gas and diesel prices, the higher the food prices are going to be, the higher the airlines have already bumped their prices up because of the cost of fuel. And guess what? This is even the best part. Remember what he said about, I'm going after big oil, I'm going after all this? The requirement, the consumption of oil and gas has dropped dramatically in the United States. And its price is still spiking. Oh, Ron. No. What it is, it's money and control. Look at it like this, my friends, and I'm taking Jay's time here, but I'm going to finish this up and I'll give it back to Jay, is that it's a control thing. We don't want you driving. We want you closer in. We don't want you out in the hinterlands. We want you along the freeway. We want you in rabbit warrens and cities. The less gas you have, the more expensive it is, the less you're traveling. You will get in and move in closer. Look at Europe.
Rats in a cage.
Rats in a cage. Got to take a break here. And if you don't think that Obama can't do something about the gas prices,
you are sadly mistaken.
We'll be right back.
Not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, and Carl Linbot. Linda's on assignment today. She'll be back tomorrow. 7:44 in the morning, February the 20th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And the chat room is on fire. Hey, you like that part about high gas prices and control, huh? Well, what do you think? Why do you think it's happening? You think it's just, oh, people don't have, you don't think they're interconnected, they're not related. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have been around since their business has been around since November 20th, 1985. They will sharpen anything you have. They are the company to go to. Saws, knives, router bits, garden equipment, chainsaws, and they will even make bandsaw blades while you wait, made to order. They are great citizens of our North State, and they are local. Give them a try at 6915 Eastside Road, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. That's R&B Sharpening, Bob and Judy.
I always get nostalgic when you do the R&B run, because
that's right,
Mom and Dad started that company and sold it to them when I was a kid. So
yeah, that was, well, 1985.
Right.
So your mom and dad. Our guest today is Jay the Yellow Cap.
Russell and Betty Sharpening was what it was originally, and then they sold to them. And my mom and dad always said that they could do more with that company than they ever could have done on their own. So they were always very proud of how well they did with that company.
Well, I tell you what, they have. I mean, it's like they've been, you know, that's great. Okay, what's going on in the streets here? What have you been hearing in the back of your cab? got any juicy stories here?
Well, in between the unemployment and the election year, you know, been all kinds of stuff going on with politics and people talking about that, and really kind of echoing what you're feeling, you know, the sentiment of, come on, stop hurting us all the time.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, you know, I'm not one of these intellectuals that sit up there and pontificate on Fox or MSNBC or ABC or CBS. You know, yeah, I sit here and it's a radio show, but I try to get everybody's, I want people's opinions, because you know what? I'm just kind of like Joe, you know, I'm just kind of like Joe Average here. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking is that, you know, the gas prices, the cost of food's going to go up, the cost of everything is going to go up dramatically.
Right.
And then when you've got gas that's $4.50 a gallon, and people are talking about it could be hitting five.
It hurts.
Here's what I see is that all this tourism, which we depend on, or a lot of tourism coming in here, that's not going to happen because people aren't going to drive up here. They're going to stay close to home. If you remember a few years ago when it went up and peaked again, you know, we bit the bullet, but we headed to Sturgis because there are, it's like going to, it's like a pilgrimage. Anyway, we went to Sturgis.
Motorcyclist Mecca.
Yeah, Linda and I went. But you know what? There was actually motel rooms available up in Sturgis during the week of Sturgis, which are usually taken for a year out,
right?
Because the gas at that point was like $4 and a quarter,
right?
You know, for a gallon. So people just stayed away. Well, this year, if it's up to $4.75, and already the economy is already screwed up, and already, you know, people are paying more for everything, they're not going to go out there. They're not going to come up and visit Lassen Park. And the whole thing is all of this was supposed to have been fixed by spending hundreds of billions of dollars in TARP money.
Yeah, I tried that with my credit card. It didn't work out so well, yeah. But, you know, with the economy and all, we've seen it with a lot of people. A lot of people are just giving up their cars. In fact, a year ago, we had two drivers who worked during the day. And if we needed a third, we call them in. Well, we brought in an extra driver. Now, that's not even enough. Some days we need four drivers or more on just normal days, just because of so many people giving up their cars or finding other alternative forms of transportation, primarily because of the fuel prices that you're talking about.
Well, see, but so then it's working. It's forcing people off the road.
Well, you go to Mexico, what do you see? A bunch of cabs, right? Taxis. Why? Because a lot of people can't afford their cars.
But their gas is cheap down there, too. It's, you know, federally subsidized down there.
Well, yeah, but look at what they're making,
too. Yeah, but they're not making any money. You're right. And then you go to Europe, like in London, and we talk to people that I know from England, is that why do people live with their parents till they're in their late 20s, early 30s? Why don't they have a car? It's because, one, they're being taxed up the yin-yang, because they're paying 65% of everything they make in taxes. The other thing is gas is $8 a gallon over there. They can't afford to drive a car.
And everything's crowded, too.
Well, and everything's crowded. But, you know, and the other thing, too, is they do have a decent people-moving system over there, which we don't have here.
Especially here in Reading.
Yes. Well, you know, I mean, the buses run, but I'm never sure where or when. But I'm sure, you know, people that do ride them, I never see them at capacity level. But I think that's what's going to, you're going to see a lot more people riding the buses. I think you're going to see more people using cabs because it's literally cheaper probably to get around town.
Well, consider all the expenses of a vehicle. You have to, I mean, making payments.
If you're not going anywhere.
Right. Registration. All the different things you have to pay for, upkeep, tires, and then fuel costs on top of that. If you don't go out much, especially if you're older, what's the point?
That's true. If you're not making long trips, you're right.
You're better off just doing some short runs every now and then.
You can make long trips. You can just, if you say you're going to, you know, if you fly places, you just take a ride. How much to the airport?
An average cost is around $20.
To Sacramento? I should have...
No, not there.
Oh, okay. I'm just kidding.
Although we gave you a slightly better rate.
You did. And by the way, I used, you know what? Thank you. I used a yellow cab when I was heading down to meet Linda. And I needed to get a ride around town here. And on time, picked me up, was nice to me, you know, helped me with my baggage, you know, like an elderly fellow that I am. But, you know, it was great. And the guy that picked me up, and I'm trying to remember
his Johnny.
Name, Johnny. Been in town a long time, great guy, plays in a band.
Yeah.
And I tell you, you know, it was a pleasant experience. And I, you know what? I can't say more than that.
We've hired 3 new guys. And we have a fantastic group of people over there.
Well, yeah.
And I'm very proud of Yellow Cab and the drivers we have. And just, you know, it shows.
The cars are clean.
Right.
They're, you know, it doesn't smell like the back of Bob's car, bad Bob's car, which is...
Is a Jeep. Thank you very
much. Well, your Jeep.
It's a manly Jeep.
Like an old cat. It smells like an old cat in there. You know, it smells like a cat died in there, in fact. You know, it's a...
That ain't what the cat did.
I didn't know a cat could throw up that much. Okay, we got to go. We got to take a break here. You know, we're Jay, our yellow cab philosopher. We're talking about things he's seen in town. And business is really picking up for the cab companies, which is good. But maybe that's because business is going down for other people.
Right.
Okay, what can I say except, hey, chat room, you guys are great. I'm just loving all these comments you're making, and I'm going to try and catch some of these during the break here and get some of the salient points that you've been talking about here. But it's really, I mean, people need to go, if you've got a computer, turn it on, go to kcnr1460.com. Take a look, click on the show here, and then the chat pack will open up, and you can jump into that. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
Trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center. We have more brand names for you, better service too. Since 1945, we've been the one to trust. Come on over to Carmona's, you'll save more with us.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference, and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a four-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
I like that. We'll do that.
Are we having Hey, Carl and the Bob, we're back. Linda's on assignment. 7:55 in the morning. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Are we going to leave that door open?
You're blocking the view of my bald spot.
It's getting noisy out here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff works. What can I say about Jeff? He's a great guy. I was just going through some old photos yesterday. I don't know if any of y'all remember. It was a couple years ago when Linda and I were in a stock car race. We really good friends of ours said, hey, this is a very slow race. It's an endurance race.
It's only 150 miles an hour.
It's only 200 laps, but they're only going to be doing 35 miles an hour. And we're going to have a truck. So they fitted out this truck, RJ and Edith. Who is a just, if you look at this guy and his hands turn into wrenches when he looks at an engine, but he's also probably one of the finest jewelers you're ever going to run into. So that's kind of a dichotomy there. Anyway, we get into this, we're going to raise money for veterans. And the way we did it was people would buy a lap. We're going to pay you this much money for a lap, and then they, you know, people could put their names on the truck. Well, Jeff Worst from Redding Crackmaster made a great donation, made a big donation for, and this is for the veterans. And put his name on the back of the truck. And I saw a picture of him with his daughter the other day. So I'm going to send that to him. But he can repair your windshield. A man of integrity and honor. I mean, we went in there with a crack in our windshield. He says, hey, look, you know, says, I can fix this, but you're not going to like it because of where it is in the windshield. You know, a lot of places would have just taken your money. Jeff doesn't do that.
Right.
He's at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. I can't say enough about him and his integrity. And the way he fixes your windshield. Anyway, at the end of the race, Linda didn't talk to me for 2 days because we were doing like 75 miles an hour at the end, bumping and running. And you ought to see photos of the truck. I mean, just like the fender ripped off completely from wrecks.
If you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.
That's right. And we were going down the straightaway at 78 miles an hour, three abreast, and Linda's going, are you sure you were...
This don't feel like 35 miles an hour
doesn't
to me.
Doesn't look like 35. And she dressed me in a red racing suit. I look like a popsicle. Okay. Okay, Jay. Last thoughts here before we go on to, when you take our break, we're coming back with Dolores and Cyril.
Well, you know, things are going well.
Good.
You know, it's like everybody, it's not easy out there, but what are you going to do? Cry about it or do something about it? So,
well, this
you
is
going to
be a good year for us.
And you take care of people, they take care of you, we all hunker down and work together, and it will work out in the end.
This is going to be a good year for America. We've got to get it together. We have got finally to get it together in the sense of, you know, I know people get all upset about the Clint Eastwood, you know, commercial during the Super
like
Bowl. I liked it too because I believe in the concept of we're at halftime. Okay, we need a big change in the government first of all.
It was upbeat. It was
awesome and message. But we are Americans. We can do anything we set our minds to. We just have to point it in the right direction, and we can do it. We can take a shot. We can keep coming back. And just like our chat room, just like the people of the North State, just like those National Guardsmen that are heading out for Afghanistan, tough, courageous, and professional, we can keep moving forward. And I'm not some Pollyanna because I've seen it. I know we can do this. Mm-hmm. We need to make the changes. We need to stand up together, though.
Right.
And we need to say it's time for a change and not your political change, Obama, not your, you know, not any type
people
of
change.
Weird change. We need a change of the direction we're going, get our finances in order, and then move forward with this country.
Be smart with your money, work hard, know your neighbor's names, that kind of change. The kind of change where people work together and help each other the way it should be. Well, anyway, Carl, I always enjoy our chat.
Always like
enjoy
you
coming
by,
in.
Jen. You might throw up in the back of your cab lately.
No, we have a $40 fee for that, so it gives them incentive to stick their head out the window.
They pay him okay.
Okay. If you puke in my car, you owe me $40.
How much cheaper is it to get a ride from you than a ride from the police after you've been drinking during the night?
Oh, only somewhere around $1,200.
Yeah, there's a big difference there. Okay. Hey, my friends, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Dolores Lucero, City of Shasta Lake Council person. We're going to talk about what's going on with her and the latest in the recall.
Have a great day.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Oil keeps rising at a 9-month high, $105 a barrel, and that has us paying more at the pump. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
It was feared the fight with Iran over its nuclear program might affect energy prices, and now it appears it has. In retaliation for sanctions, Iran announced that it will halt oil shipments to France and Britain, a move not likely to have a big direct impact on either of those countries, but it did drive oil prices to a 9-month high, above $105 a barrel. This, as gas prices in the U.S. were already going up 19 cents in the last month.
We're 40 cents higher than we were this time last year. That means we have the highest gas price ever for this time of year.
Avery Ash with AAA says the price of oil is not the only determining factor in gas prices, but it is a big indicator. Dave?
Like a team of nuclear inspectors back in Iran today to talk to scientists and visit a military complex. In Syria, the Red Cross says it's trying to broker a ceasefire. And the fighting rages on. Regime forces battling rebels. It calls terrorists. Activists claim a government crackdown to stop an uprising has killed thousands of civilians. It's been barely a year since the Egyptians ousted their president in their uprising, and now Hosni Mubarak's life is on the line at his trial. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live at our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, the chief prosecutor in the trial of Egypt's former leader, in his closing remarks, saying Mubarak should get the death penalty. The former Egyptian leader is accused of giving the orders to use live ammunition against protesters in last year's uprising. Over 800 people were killed in nearly a three-week period. He's also on trial with his interior minister and various assistants who are facing the maximum sentence. The court will hear from Mubarak's defense on Wednesday, Dave.
Emily, Rick Santorum back out campaigning this morning in Ohio. He's leading in the Republican polls in that key Super Tuesday state that votes on March the 6th. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
Four people are dead in two avalanches in Washington State. In one, a snowboarder was killed, and the other, a skier, managed to survive a quarter-mile slide down amid all the snow.
The avalanche swept up three expert skiers, pushing them down about a quarter mile in an out-of-bounds canyon on the back of the resort.
It's been a really rough day up here. It's just been hard to swallow. I feel like I've been kicked in the gut.
Jack Kearns lost his friend in the avalanche. A fourth skier, a woman, had a safety device that apparently saved her life. The sheriff's search and rescue unit saying it wasn't immediately known what kind the woman had. Either a kind of wearable airbag that keeps a person afloat on top of an avalanche, or another kind of inflatable bag that creates space between the wearer's mouth and the snow. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
People in parts of the South have been out shoveling snow.
The central Virginia area around Richmond got about 5 inches, 3 to 5 inches
And we had probably 50,000 people or so without power statewide.
Bob Spieldenner with the Virginia Emergency Management. It also snowed from Kentucky to North Carolina, causing a lot of car accidents, about 700 in the Richmond area alone. The Olympics in London aren't until this summer, but security is getting ready already.
British Defense Secretary Philip Hammond says the London Olympics is the biggest security challenge the country has faced in decades, and so up to 13,500 military staff will be on duty here during the busiest events. The planned security budget for the Games has doubled in the last few months to nearly $900 million. The soldiers, sailors, and Marines called up will be available through the end of the Games and a few days more. To paraphrase a great British leader, they will be prepared to provide protection on the beaches, on the landing grounds, in the hills, and in the streets to protect fans and athletes. In London, Philitner, Fox News Radio.
President's Day means no trading on Wall Street. Markets are up, though, across in Europe. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I don't know what happened to our music right then. Is it still there? Did the computer quit? Or did you just lose sight of this?
Resetting.
Okay, we're back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 8:05 in the morning on February the 20th. Good morning. Linda's on assignment. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're also on live stream where you can see us and you can see inside the studio. Just go to livestream.com, Free Fire Radio, and there we are. Bad Bob, tell everybody what the weather's going to be today.
Weather, Carl, is going to be a 50% chance of showers on this Washington's birthday. Mostly cloudy, a high near 53. And then tonight, we'll have some showers. Tomorrow, check this out. We are looking for a high near 74 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Currently, the report from downtown Reading shows that it's about 45 degrees, and the report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards, about 12 miles east of Palisadro as you head up towards Shingletown. I believe today they're closed, but tomorrow they're open for lunch, and they have hand-thrown pizza, handmade pizza on Thursdays, and, of course, the music and the dinners and everything on the weekend. Also, she's coming, Ann Coulson. Ann Coulter is coming to town, and she is going to be here in March. I believe it's March 23rd. She's going to talk to a group of people. If you want to listen to her, give them a call at 474-5546. I think they can only take about 200 for her speaking engagement, and then afterwards there's going to be a dinner, and you can go to that. But, again, call 474-5546 and Summel Vineyards and ask them about what you would like to go see Ann Coulter. She's going to be, of course, be on the show. She's going to call in here in a couple weeks, and then also, again, probably when she's here. Now, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
We're kind of out of sorts. I'm out of sorts here today because the music didn't start. And without the music, it kind of like, you know, it's I'm like a
It moves your cheese.
It's a Pavlovian dog response, right? Because when I hear the music, it sets off certain things in my head. And I just go from there. But when Bob's around here fluttering, and that's the only word I can use is fluttering around the studio, trying to get it to start, and it doesn't start, it just kind of like, oh.
I was looking for the 5-pound hammer.
That's right. So, but Elizabeth,
it is weird when
it's Monday.
Start.
It's President's Day. How are you?
I'm good. No complaints. Actually, it's so nice outside. It's very coastal.
Hey, what is the record temperature on this date? The record high temperature on this date.
I'm going to say, just for fun, I'm going to say 90 degrees.
Nope, it's 80 degrees back in 1888. It was 80 degrees was the highest temperature it was in Reading recorded. Of course, you know, it could have been 90 in 1860, I guess.
Well, now we know why there are 30 million people in California. We have amazing weather.
Yeah, but is there a way we can get rid of... Oh, okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we won't go there.
Well, you know what? We don't have to worry about that because Jerry Brown and the legislature will take care of that. People will move out of here. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, everybody that supports the state of California will be moving. Anyway, just wanted to call and let everybody know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at the the Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And tonight we're going to have Matt from the Fregoso Foundation, and that's Fregoso Foundation. He is a contractor out of the Sacramento area who started this foundation to build on outdoor activities for injured veterans.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's doing some pretty amazing things. I talked to him on the phone a couple of days ago, and this is a relatively new foundation, but it's going like gangbusters. And one of the things that they really like to specialize in are hunting expeditions for veterans that are injured or disabled. And so they're devising some techniques. So if somebody is a paraplegic, for instance, they'll be able to hunt just like they weren't. So he's an amazing person. He's got a great program going, and he's going to be driving up from Sacramento today to tell us all about the Fregoso Foundation tonight at the Reading Tea Party.
Well, I hope we get a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of people? I understand you had a lot of people out there when R.C. Anselmo was there.
We did. We packed the house.
I find it amusing that, I mean, this continues to be in the news. You know, somebody will write something and gets all the, you know, gets a lot of comments. Of course, there's people that say, oh, he's trying to use his wealth for,
yeah,
to get some, and people
they're
don't,
they're playing the rich card.
Yeah. You know what? It's,
which
it is
getting old.
And the thing about it is that if they, the county of Shasta could solve this thing if they wanted to, but they, you know, obviously they didn't, and now they've brought in a group of lawyers that are non-county lawyers that are pretty expensive,
and
so it's going to cost us even more one way,
yeah,
or the other.
We're paying for that.
Oh yeah, we're paying for that, and this is why the county or the government usually wins, is because they have very deep pockets using our tax money.
Yeah. Well, you pay for their lawyers, and you pay for your lawyers.
I know. Isn't that something?
Well, and the thing to look at is what he's providing the community. His winery, his ranch, horseback riding, it's a beautiful location. It's very unique. It's a wonderful draw if you have family coming from out of town and you want to do something different. It's a beautiful drive. It's not even an hour out of town. And so if you look at property taxes and sales tax and everything else that he filters back into the community, I mean, that money's not going anywhere.
You know, $20 million since 2005 is a lot of dollars, yeah, to be spent around,
yeah,
here. And I tell you what, it does, because, you know, that you can talk about how, oh, you know what, he's trying to get out in the Williamson Act and all that. But you know what? He hires a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the people he hires just working out there, which is,
no,
it's just 38, like, regular and another 20,
yeah,
contractors.
It's all
the people, like, he advertises. He buys food from around here. He does,
yeah,
all that stuff from around here. That money comes down, and people don't even
it filters down.
Yeah, they don't even address that.
Yeah,
he caused, you know, they from that ranch and vineyard and restaurant out there probably put four times as many people to work as they have just working out there.
Absolutely.
Anyway, okay, so you're gonna have, but the other one sounds great too. We'll have him on. Make sure that we have contact.
Yeah, I will. I'll give him your phone number, and I will have him call you, because he'll be able to call in from Sacramento.
Absolutely. Okay, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Have a great week.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay, hey, we're gonna take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Oh, music's back. My brain is now working. 8:12 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed?
Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, a home of Free Fire Meeting. Carl and Abbott, 8:15 in the morning, February the 20th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567 or hop in our chat room at KCNR1460.com. You can see us when we push the right buttons at livestream.com, and then go to Free Fire Radio. Is that
yeah,
right?
For livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. Yeah.
Slash Free Fire Radio. Okay. Slash. Hey, our guest today on a Monday, President's Day, is City of Shasta Lake Councilwoman Dolores Lucero. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You know what? We get both sides on. Everybody gets a chance. You know, you are, somebody says, you have guests that are lightning rods. And I guess so. You know, I do. And, but you know, the way it is that you have the paper and you have us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially, and of course you have, you know, a Channel 7, which is a great, great, TV station, but they can only soundbite it so much.
Right.
And, you know, you might get 2 minutes. The paper, you get their version of it.
Right.
And then you have our show, and we try to let everybody speak. And, you know, we don't go into our guard dog, you know, attack mode. And then people ask questions via the chat room or they call in. What we try to do is let people expand on what they believe and what they are standing for and what the situation is. In your case, in April, you're the subject of a recall election.
Yes.
Why?
Why? The reason why is because I'm asking too many questions. I'm asking the right questions, actually. I'm trying to get the city council and the staff to bring a lot of information that has been discussed behind closed doors to the meetings, and basically allow the citizens to know what's going on, so they don't like that. So they're trying to keep me from informing them. That's the whole thing.
Okay. Well, there's been audits of the government in the last six months.
Yes.
Have they come up with anything? Have they said anything that when I say audits, I mean from, like, the state or not?
Well, the state is actually, right now, is doing an investigation.
They are?
Absolutely.
On what?
On the city of Shasta Lake, on the finance.
Okay. I mean, is there a specific person they're looking at?
No. They're looking through the whole thing.
Okay. So that's the state is doing that right now.
The state controller.
The state controller. And when did he start that, or they start that?
Oh, you know? I have to say maybe 8 months ago.
Oh, so this thing's been going on a long time.
Oh, yes.
So is there going to be a finding on this?
Absolutely, there will be. I'm actually been in contact with them for a while, and I've been informing them what's been going on and also been giving them documents, what I've been finding, and they are looking into it, and they're actually right now in the middle of the investigation with the state, actually at the controller, and they will notify me, and they're going to notify me when they're coming in.
Okay. But as of now, what happens if they come back and they say that they haven't found anything, that everything's okay?
Actually, I could guarantee you they found something. They have, and I wouldn't say that if I wasn't sure. And because I found it, and I saw it, and I seen it, and I actually sent it to the controller, and they already, you know, they've been questioning a couple of things about what I've been telling them. So I've been giving them more information, so they would not take the investigation if they didn't find something.
Okay. But they haven't said anything about it yet?
Not yet.
Okay. And when do you expect them to say that? Before April 12th?
Oh, yes, before.
Okay, yes. So this will. So what you're saying is you're going to be vindicated by the state comptroller's office.
Absolutely.
All right. I guess we'll have to wait and see on that. And would it be like an official declaration or just going to be like a phone call?
I don't think it's just going to be a phone call. But also, just also to throw this in there, also I contact the FBI and regarding a couple other things what the city's been doing. So it's not just the state controllers involved. So I got a lot of people involved in regarding what the city of Shastalek has been doing. And it's time for someone to come in to do something about it because it's been going on too long, and I am tired of seeing the council just constantly just doing whatever they want, and the staff is just pushing and pushing, and the ones who are getting hurt are the citizens.
Okay, and yet there's a number of citizens that don't agree with you and think what you're doing is wrong.
Yes, it's actually just the group of the, you know, the recall. And I'm not too worried about them. I'm worried about the citizens who actually been lied to.
They have 1,100, but they got 1,100 signatures.
Yes, but a lot of those signatures actually, I've been going door to door and speaking with the citizens and been asking them how they were, who came to them, in other words, who came to them to ask for their signature and how they came and asked for the signature. They actually were lied to. They said they were a committee for me and they needed their signature to keep me on the council. So basically they went to the citizens and lied to them because they knew that there's no way they were going to be able to get those signatures without being honest with them because there was a lot of citizens who are for me to keep me on. And they told those people, we want to keep her on. She's the only one who's standing up for us. We don't want to recall her. So they had to lie to these people. And I have witnesses. They're willing to come forward. So I'm confident that this will come out in the end. Who did this? Who went and who lied to the citizens?
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break here. Carl and Abbott, Free Fire Radio. Linda's on assignment today. It's 8:20 in the morning. Our guest is the City of Council or City of Shastalek Council person, Dolores Lucero, who has told us that one is the comptroller has had an 8-month investigation. She says an investigation going on from the City of Shastalek, and that the people that were collecting signatures lied to the people and said that it was just the opposite. It was to keep you on instead of to have a recall. Okay, this is Dolores Lucero. We'll be right back after these messages.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express Checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit. Or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Cowboy open party down.
The biggest rodeo in the country.
Country, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm the Free Fire Media, Carl and the Bot. 8:25 in the morning on February the 20th. You know what? Today's a great day to go down to Crown Motors. President Day sales. They sell Lincolns down there. Well, it's President's Day. Do you think this is going to be a good time to go down and get some great prices on Fords, Dodge, Lincolns? And, of course, Nissan that they have down there. Crown Motors, a local business. Hires a lot of people, keep it local. You know, when you go out and you can go anywhere and look for cars, but you know, no matter what car you're going for, it's stay local with it. But Crown Motors is like I said, is having a big sale over this weekend, and today's the last day, President Day sales. Crown Motors, Ford, Dodge, Nissan, Lincoln, you name it, you can find it there. Plus, so many great used automobiles. That's Crown Motors in a President's Day sale. All right. Our guest is the City of Shasta Lakes Councilwoman, Dolores Lucero, who is here talking about what's going on in the latest in the recall. And, of course, we've been asked by the people on the recall committee if they can be on. And I said, of course, we're setting that up. Also, again, both sides on this. Okay, Dolores, when you came, you said that there was a we have Don on the line. We'll get to you in a second, Don. The state comptroller is looking at what's going on in the city of Shasta Lake, and they've been doing so for 8 months. You're saying they're spending the money incorrectly is what he's looking at. You also said that the recall committee was collecting signatures but not telling people the whole truth. Is that correct? Okay. Let's go to Don. Don, good morning.
Good morning. The reason I'm calling is went up and walked the streets and got a lot of the signatures. I'd like to know one specific lie that I told the people.
That's to you, Dolores.
Don, why would you think that it's you?
I'm asking you. You said that we lied to the people. Name one. Councilman Lucero consistently disregards evidence provided to her in answer to her questions if it does not support her view. Councilman Lucero's actions are divisive and do not objectively and responsibly represent the citizens of the city of Shasta Lake. She routinely votes no in opposition of applications for grant funding and the items related to the grant funded. Ms. Lucero attempts to extend the authority far beyond that granted by her position. Lucero is openly hostile, disruptive, and unprofessional during city council and other meetings. We show people the videos, and that's your biggest undoing. When people see what you do, they don't like it. Tell me one lie that is there.
Don, what you don't like, is that I'm questioning the staff and I'm doing my job. You like it the way it is. You
let her finish. Don, let her finish. You had your time. It's her turn.
You don't. Nobody likes where somebody comes in and rocks the boat. I am rocking everybody's boat, and I am not going to stop. And I'm not disrupted. I'm questioning the staff. That is my job, and I'm going to continue. And when I don't vote on grants, there's when I question the grants. How can I vote on some grants when it's all combined together? When there's I think there's a couple committees who actually, there were council members are coming to the council for funding. So I'm going to vote no because they're all combined together.
Okay, Don?
Okay, you keep saying that you have proof. Why don't you ever tell anybody what it is?
Because
you make these accusations without being specific. You say they're taking money. Name one situation where the money's been
Don, okay, Don,
stolen
thanks.
Or
okay.
abused.
Okay, Don, thanks. Okay, Dolores.
Don also comes to the city council and asks for funds. So he's also part of a committee who comes to the council every year to come and ask for grants. So if that's one of my problems saying no, I want to say no because they're all combined together. So
okay.
I have an issue.
His question was, is what specific money was taken? And you're saying that money is being misused.
They're being misused because there's no need for the employees to take cars. There's cars who actually they take home.
Mm-hmm.
They all live in the city of Reading, most of them. We're paying for their gas. We're paying for their insurance. We're paying for the expense of them to use the city cars. I mean, why are we paying? The citizens are paying for their expense when we don't need to. We need to cut back. Those are the things that we need to look into to start cutting back. Why are they getting a free ride when everybody else is sacrificing to pay their own bills?
Okay, we got to take a break. Hey, Don, thanks for your phone call. Feel free to call back later if you like. We got to take a break for the news. Our guest is Dolores Lucero, who is the city councilwoman up in the city of Shasta Lake and is the subject of a recall. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. UN nuclear inspectors back in Iran.
The highest priority remains the possible military dimensions of Iran's nuclear program.
The head of the five-member team speaking, Herman Nakaretz and his group will hold 2 days of meetings, during which it's expected they'll question nuclear scientists and visit a military base.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. Iran halting crude oil exports to Britain and France as the national average for a gallon of regular gas hits $3.56.
Cincinnati, the price is up 17 cents in the past week. In Los Angeles, up 20 cents in the last week. The price of oil has gone to $105 a barrel this morning, in part because of what's happening in Iran. That oil price is not yet factored into the pump price. It will be.
Fox Business Network, Stuart Varney. And two Iranian warships have docked in the Syrian port of Tartus, reportedly to help train the Syrian Navy. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
You have cabin fever and you want to get out of the cold. Come down to Wind River Casino and play our Royal Flush Swipe to Win for your chance to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
We are the only place in town that offers a chance to step up to the Royal Flush game board to win free slot play or up to $2,000 cash every Wednesday. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to step up to the game board to win cash or free slot play at weekly drawings on Wednesdays. The big giveaway is on Wednesday, February 29th, where you can win cash and free slot play. Or your very own Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at the River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl in the bot, 8:35 in the morning, February the 25th, is on assignment. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. You know, hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. As many have, it's never filled up. We can take thousands in here. So just, you know, call your friends, get everybody on there, and we talk about it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? DC Tim and the young man in black, Lon. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. You know what? I think that just says it all. Bad Bob gets his haircut there, and he gets his beard whacked. So, and right there, and then they do bring out, I believe, the electric. What is it? The electric. A chainsaw for the hair on your back. Is that it? Okay. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Good place to go to. Our guest is the city of Shasta Lake, city council person Dolores Lucero, who's been in the eye of the storm for now for at least 2 years. Probably 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Dolores, there's going to be a budget voted on tomorrow by the city of Shasta Lake. Is that correct? Is that the city budget?
It's actually just a mid-year budget, and it's going to be passed. Well, it's going to be discussed at 4 o'clock. And these 4 o'clock, when the cameras are not rolling, that's where I'm concerned that the public don't have enough. In other words, when we have a meeting at 4 o'clock, there's no cameras. The public could come to the meeting. But
the public can come to the meeting.
They could come to the meeting, but at 4 o'clock, it's not convenient. There's no cameras rolling, and the citizens don't have an opportunity to watch this the next day when the cameras are rolling. So my concern is this is what they've been doing for a while, and this is how things get passed without the citizens, where they can't see what they're passing.
Well, they're having a budget workshop, right? Is that what it's called, or is it just?
It's a workshop, but
so that's where citizens can come and see what's in the budget, though.
Right, but my thing is, why don't they have it when it's convenient for the citizens at 6 o'clock? The cameras are rolling when everything's all taped, and so that way we could go back and look at things, and it gets recorded. Why aren't we not doing that? Why are we doing it at 4 o'clock when no cameras are rolling?
I don't know.
That's my.
You're
point.
On the city council,
right? And that's how I look at it is why we're not giving the citizens an opportunity to able to attend the meetings at 6 o'clock and have that available for
after
them
work.
To,
is after what you're work, saying? A lot of people work. Could be working. Okay. That sounds to me like it could be reasonable, but this budget workshop, though, sounds like they are going to go through the budget for anybody that's got a question, even if it's at 4. I mean, if you've got a big question on, okay, what are you spending money on here at the city of Shasta Lake? How much money is being budgeted for cars, in other words, for people that take them home?
Right.
And for that, I mean, how many people in the city of Shasta Lake have a car assigned to them that they can take home? Are we talking like a dozen?
I think there's about, even the janitor has a car. I'm sorry, but even the janitor has a car, a cell phone. They have, I mean, they have the car that he has. Also, the city pays insurance for them. All the employees who have a car, they also have a credit card to use.
Okay, but how many are we talking about here? A dozen? Five?
I think,
12?
I'm going to say, I think there was maybe, I want to kind of keep it in 10.
Around 10. Okay, so the city of Shasta Lake is paying for 10 cars for people that they can take home and pay for their gas, pay for their insurance. And, I mean, can they use it for personal?
That's something I haven't, well, when I look at it where they're taking a car home, and when they have their own car, why do we have to pay that extra when they just live in Redding? It's not like they're traveling from here to Chico or anything like that. But still, why do the taxpayers have to pay for their expense for them just to come to work? I mean, we're paying for the insurance, their taxes. I mean, everything for that car, for them to be working for the city. On top of that, you have to look at how much we're spending on that alone. On top of that, we also have to pay their wages. So when you talk about a lot of things, how much money we're spending on one employee, it's more than we should be paying, and the taxpayers are paying this.
If you're on call 24 hours a day, which some of them are,
correct,
should they have a a car provided to them, or should it be a gas stipend? That, in other words, if you're using your car for business, that you get paid 50 cents a mile, like a lot of people do when you're using your own car, would you go for that?
I think we should be able to sit down and negotiate and look into what we could afford and what we should able to provide.
So you're saying that you're spending, it says here that somebody said if it's like, what, 100, did you say 150,000 a year on these cars? Or if there's 10 at 15,000 a year, are they spending $1,000 a month per car?
Yes.
With payments and everything?
Well, payments, and then you're looking at how much gas they're spending and their insurance. It adds up.
It does add up. But I'm just thinking is that, you know, people are on call 24 hours a day, that they've got to be able to get back and forth. But it seems also there could be a way is that they just bill you for all, you know, for the time and all that, and you pay them for the time they do it, not every hour.
Right.
That's just what I think. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Dolores Lucero, councilwoman from the city of Shasta Lake, is our guest. We've got a full chat room and a lot of questions, and we have a phone caller. And as soon as we get back, Charles, we'll get right to you. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply.
free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Butlin is on assignment, 8:45 in the morning on February the 20th. It's in the 30s out there. It's supposed to be clearing up later on today, and then tomorrow's going to be 70 degrees, if you can believe that. Head on over to Tobacco and Brew and get that coffee this morning, or get those cold drinks later on this week. That's at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a great place there. They have been in business for over 30 years. They support our community. They support our veterans. Veterans get discounts down there. They have the finest coffee shop at Espresso Joe's, and then, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. There, you can have it if you go in there, and they treat everybody so well. And like I said, locals, they support our community. You need to support them. Okay, let's go to our guest, of course, is Dolores Lucero from the city of Shasta Lake. And my goodness, the chat room is busy today. Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yes, good morning. What is the status on that court case challenging the recall? Do you know?
Yes, we do know.
Okay.
It actually was filed Friday.
Charles?
Yes.
It was filed Friday. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So what does that mean? Is that how? What is the court case say, Dolores? Does it say that that to put a restraining order or put a cease and desist? What exactly is the court case?
It's actually to try to stop the recall because there is
stop the recall for what reasons?
Because there is fraud.
For fraud reasons. Okay, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. All right, let's go to John. John, good morning.
Him again.
John, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda in absentia, Bad Bob, and your wonderful admin, Diane. And Dolores, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Listen, you know, there is so much of this that seems totally unnecessary, and why in the world is all of this closet Machiavellian nonsense necessary? Why not just say what you found that's wrong with the city and let's move on and get it straightened out and take care of the business of the city? This court stuff and all of this sneaking behind closed doors and nonsense is crazy. I mean, it makes you look bad. It's why you're being recalled. Why not put the truth out there and let us all hear about it?
Because I tried to tell the truth and nobody's willing to listen. Nobody's willing to...
We're willing to listen right now.
Okay, right now it's already too late because I've been asking almost for 18 months.
And for 18 months you haven't told us what you have as a problem that anybody could understand.
No.
I haven't heard a thing that's a charge that's sustainable.
Well, it's because people have a hard time understanding to accept the truth. So that's why...
Well, it hasn't been put out there.
It has been put out there.
There's nothing been said.
Let her finish, John.
I have put it out there, and I've been trying to tell the council, and the council is not willing to rock the boat, because if you make any changes or even listen to what I'm saying and to try to protect the citizen, I am trying to protect the citizens. I'm not going to just go say, oh, it's okay, you know, let's just move on and forget what they've done and then continue doing it. And they've been doing it for 14 years. probably even longer since the city's been incorporated since 1993.
I think the citizens are entitled to know.
Yes, exactly. So
what it is you found, so you need to put it out there.
I'm going to get the people who will make that, enforce that, because as you know, the citizens who actually signed the petition
are who enforce it. That's why they recalled you, because they don't feel like they're getting the right information from you.
They were lied to, and there was no way they would have got the signatures without lying to these citizens. I'd gone to door to door. They told me that they told these people this committee was for me, to protect me, to keep me on council, which that's how they were able to get their signatures. These people are dirty. They're going to fight dirty, and I'm not going to allow them to do this to the citizens. It's time for someone to step up to the plate and to protect the citizens. Nobody has ever done this before.
Dolores, stop for a second, hon. You still haven't said anything. You haven't said what's being done to the citizens.
Well, even though if I do say anything, still, like I said, nobody's willing to listen. So I already taken to the state controller. I already took it to the state controller. I'm going to wait for the state controller to come out, and they will explain it to the citizens and everybody. I'm not going to go into it no more, because it just goes in circles.
It has gone in circles. Like, it hasn't gone anywhere.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm off. Thanks for your answers. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. You've been on before and said said people were using their credit cards incorrectly.
Yes, they have.
And that when they're on trips, that was one of the accusations, right?
Yes, and I did bring, just in case if you want to look at the document, the credit card statement bill, where it does show that they bought liquor and it was on the credit card statement to show
that they paid it back, though.
Well, even though they paid it back, it
should never be. You're saying it shouldn't have been charged.
Yes, absolutely. That's
they were
not
using
legal.
The credit card for personal use at that point.
Correct, and that's not legal for them to buy liquor.
Okay, and I know I've read part of the lawsuit there about where people are at and the people being approached and all this, but it's a. This is, you know, anytime you get into these things, they're so convoluted. I'm not even going to try and start and try and figure this one out. I guess we got to take a break. and to answer questions here, yes, the recall committee, we're scheduling you all right now, in fact, today, I think, to be on, to get your side of it also. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, City Councilwoman of Shasta, City of Shasta Lake, Dolores Lucero, we're talking about the recall, we're talking about the lawsuits, we're talking about Fraud, right. Okay, we'll be right back.
He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center. We have more brand names for you, better service too. Since 1945, we've been the one to trust.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the big Crown Motors President's Day Sale. Hurry to Crown. Really save on hundreds of new and used vehicles. Every car, every truck, Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan at incredible discounts. Huge savings on quality pre-owned vehicles. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Huge discounts, low, low financing, all during the big President's Day Sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
At North Valley Bank, you get to choose the checking account that best fits your needs. And with our electronic accounts, we're sure you'll be happy with our fee elimination options. For example, if you like electronic banking and would like to eliminate monthly fees, our Express checking account is the perfect solution. Just sign up for e-statements and direct deposit.
or choose Go Checking. You can avoid the monthly fee when you use your debit card for purchases more than 5 times per statement month. No matter which one you choose, we'll pay you up to $25 when you trade in your debit card and unused checks from your previous bank within 30 to 45 days. That's right, $25. Choose the best account, set up your services, and say goodbye to fees. For more details, stop in, call us at 866-869-MORE, or visit us online at novb.com. North Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back.
All right, down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's been a good day. Our guest has been City of Shasta Lake Councilperson Dolores Lucero. Dolores is in the middle of a recall battle. I think they've had 1,100 signatures, which she says was obtained, many of them, or at least some of them, obtained through fraudulent ways. And we were talking about the city of Shasta Lake talking about credit card expenses, how okay that they're paying it back and they're using it for their expenses. But she has shown me something that, where does this come from? This piece of paper here that you just gave me.
It's actually the City of Shasta Lake who passed their ordinance.
Okay, this is
the policy.
Okay, this is their policy here. And they talk about how much you should pay for transportation, lodging, meals. It says here, any meal is taken at the conference-sponsored hotel or airport because of travel. Restriction will be covered in its entirety. How much you can get for breakfast, 17. Lunch, 23. And dinner, 40. And then it says the city will not pay for alcohol or personal bar expenses. Okay, but it didn't say you couldn't charge it, though, right?
Right.
It just says it's not going to pay for it.
Right.
So does it say in there someplace that they can't charge it on a card?
It's not legal. I actually spoke to the state controller, and they actually were interested on that document. So I did send it to them in regarding them purchasing liquor.
Okay. All right. So what's the next step here? What's coming next? You filed lawsuits on Friday. You've had people that are involved in this that are helping you. Is there any special group that helps you? Is there a name for them?
Yeah. Yes, it's Shasta County Citizens for Justice.
Shasta County Citizens for Justice.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds pretty big. So how many people are in that, do you know?
There's actually three of us.
Three of us, okay. Well, all right, and so so you are filing lawsuits. You're saying that to stop the recall, and so what happens next? The other thing too, I need to find out. And there's a lot of stuff in here. People were disagreeing about the credit cards, you know, the whole thing, and that's fine. That'll be sorted out. But I want to know from the state comptroller, have they said anything to the city of Shasta Lake? Is that when they're coming out with their report? I mean, it's been 8 months.
Well, yes, but you got to remember they're also really busy, even now, even more because of the RDA. So they're looking into the RDA funds too. So that's another thing where they're all tied up. But they are still working with me in regarding the city of Shasta Lake. But they're also looking into the RDA funds,
redevelopment agency
yes,
funds
absolutely.
At the city of Shasta Lake.
Yes.
Are you saying it was used illegally?
Well, that's something they will come out and let us know. So we're just going to have to wait on that one. But I definitely have to tell you, they found a lot of things in there. And like I said, I wouldn't be coming out and saying that.
Dolores, I know you've shown me the credit card things we've talked about. But when you say things like, and this is just from me to you, mm-hmm. when you say, and you're waving papers and you're saying, they're coming out, they're going to say this. This almost smacks of back in the old days, you know, when Joe McCarthy stood out there and says, I've got proof right here, but you never heard it. And I know that you've pointed out things in the credit cards. You pointed out, you know, for me. But
right.
It seems like a lot of people that would like to back you and or support what you're doing, but they're not getting anything specific like that. Is there a way of writing all this out in just one, like, little manifesto if people could read and say, oh, my gosh, this has happened and this has happened and this has happened, so at least people can see what you're talking about so they would understand it?
There is, you know, and I actually gone door to door to explain to some of the citizens.
No,
but
something in writing that you could publish and say, you know, this is what's wrong. This is what I've found. This is what they're looking at. This is why I need your support. And then just write it all down.
Well, I could, you know, and I will go over that with my attorney in regarding what I could put out there, just to make sure, because once you put it in writing, then, you know, you got to be cautious about that, and I'm cautious about that, too. So before I do that, I will speak with the lawyers.
Okay. All right. Having a good time yet?
Yes, I am.
Well, we appreciate you coming on today, Dolores. And you'll always be welcome. As will your opponents, because we're a voice for everybody here.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity, because I feel like this is the only place I am able to say what I want to say without going to the record searchlight. Because, as you know, they twist things and they don't get everything out there. Here, it's like, you know, you can't.
Yeah, and it stays in the archives forever.
We try.
We try. You know, and we try to, you know, we want everybody to have their shot at it. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bad Bob, we got like a minute late. Let's start talking about the weather and give me a second to find out something.
Real quickly, this brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Chance of showers on this Washington's birthday. A high should be around 53 degrees. Tonight, look for showers, about 20% chance of rain. The low near 42 tomorrow. You gotta love it. Spring-like weather, mostly sunny skies. The high pushing 75 degrees in Redding. And as always, this weather report brought to you by our very, very good friends out there at Anselmo Vineyards. And we want to thank you very much for listening to Free Fire Radio this morning as your producer stretches out a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, tomorrow we're going to have... I'm sorry, that was my fault. Hey, tomorrow Larry Pratt's going to be on. He's a columnist worldwide. He's going to be talking about Eric Holder and some of the things that are happening there. We're also going to be talking of a lot of local stuff, but I want to talk about Holder tomorrow. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?